Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Margaret Mary Alaco. And our story of St. Margaret Mary Alaco begins now. St. Margaret Mary Alaco is the patron saint of devotees of the Sacred Heart, of polio patients, and against the death of parents. The devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was formally recognized and approved by Pope Clement XIII. She had visions of Jesus, and Jesus taught her devotion to the Sacred Heart and First Friday devotions to honor the Sacred Heart. It is because of her vision and life as a religious that we have this devotion today. The image of the Sacred Heart is widely revered today among Catholics everywhere. In December 1673, while she was praying in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, Margaret Mary heard Jesus speaking to her. He told Margaret Mary that he wanted to spread the love of his heart through her, and that she would reveal to many people the grace he desires always to bestow on humanity. The heart on fire depicts a flaming heart. It can be used to represent passionate love, burning love, or intense liking of something. Margaret Mary was chosen by Christ to arouse the church to a realization of the love of God, by the heart of Jesus. Her early years were marked by grief and a painful home situation, the heaviest of my crosses was that I could do nothing to lighten the cross. My mother was suffering. After considering marriage for some time, Margaret Mary entered the order of the Visitation Nuns at the age of 24. A visitation nun was not to be extraordinary except by being ordinary. But the young nun was not to enjoy this in a modesty. A fellow novice termed Margaret Mary humble, simple, and frank, but above all, kind and patient. Under sharp criticism and correction, she could not meditate in the formal way expected. Though she tried her best to give up her prayer of simplicity. Slow, quiet, and clumsy, she was assigned help in an infirmary inn who was a bundle of energy. On December 21st, 1674, 3 years a nun, she received the first of her revelations. She felt invested with the presence of God, though always afraid of deceiving herself in such matters. The request of Christ was that his love for mankind be made evident through her. During the next 13 months, Christ appeared to her at intervals. His human heart was to be the symbol of his divine human love. By her own love, Margaret Mary was to make up for the coldness and ingratitude of the world by frequent and loving Holy Communion, especially on the first Fridays of each month, and by an hour's vigil of prayer every Thursday night in memory of his agony and isolation in Gethsemane. He also asked that a feast of reparation be instituted. Like all saints, Margaret Mary had to pay for her gift of holiness. Some of her own sisters were hostile. Theologians who were called in declared her visions delusions and suggested that she eat more heartily. Later, parents of children she taught called her an imposter, an unorthodox innovator, a new confessor. The Jesuit Claude de la Colombia recognized her genuineness and supported her. Against her great resistance, Christ called her to be a sacrificial victim for the shortcomings of her own sisters and to make this known. After serving as a novice, mistress, and assistant superior, Margaret Mary died at the age of 43. While being anointed, she said, "I need nothing but God and to lose myself in the heart of Jesus." After serving as novice mistress and assistant superior, Margaret Mary died at the age of 43 while being anointed. She said, "I need nothing but God and to lose myself in the heart of Jesus." Our scientific materialistic age cannot prove private revelations. Our scientific materialistic age cannot prove private revelations. Theologians of press admit that we do not have to believe in them, but it is impossible to deny the message Margaret Mary heralded, that God loves us with a passionate love. Her insistence on reparation and prayer and the reminder of final judgment should be sufficient to ward off superstition and superficiality in devotion to the Sacred Heart while preserving its deep Christian meaning. Excuse me. Saint Margaret, who from daily prayer drew the strength to face life's trials, help us to obtain the grace to persevere in prayer, trusting in God's help in the dark moments of my life. May we be granted the grace I am asking for, thanks to your intercession and prayer. And so that is the story of St. Margaret Mary Alaco. Excuse me. And our sneak peek for tomorrow is St. Ignatius of Antioch. So that is the sneak peek for tomorrow. And at this time, we prepare for praying for our priests. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our prayer for priests begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, that they may, that they too, can grow in the likeness of Jesus. Dear Mary, excuse me. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal high priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them, think your thoughts in their mind, love through their hearts. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Possess their soul. Take over their entire personality and life. Replace them with yourself, Lord. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, and Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she said that joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And St. Vincent de Paul, he said, we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. And St. Francis of Assisi, he said, the deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And St. John Vincent Vianney, patron saint of priests, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And so, thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer for our priests. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today and religious throughout the world. We pray for those who have been consecrated with holy hands. We pray for them, Lord. Be shepherds guarding the flock, guiding the church against error. And we pray for marriage, the sacrament of marriage, which is traditional only between a man and a wife. Pray for true marriage. And we pray for children, Lord. We pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Lord,
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. And we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, Saint Nicholas, and Saint Sebastian, and Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony, all you holy men and women, pray for us. Pray for families. Pray for our families. Pray for our children. And we pray for those who've been held back by addictions. And we pray, Lord, for deliverance from these addictions. We pray, Lord, for those who've been bound and harmed by these addictions. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. We pray for healing and mercy, Lord. We pray for women who are feeling desperate to have an abortion. We pray for their salvation. We pray for hope, Lord. We pray that they place you first in all things, that they respect life and love that child, that there are much better ways, adoption. There's much better ways. And so thank you, Lord, and help those who are in most need of your mercy. And now we begin. We're in our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. And pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And so I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, Lord, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation 21 verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying in pain or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And we remember those, Lord, who have passed as a result of what's happening in the Ukraine and now in Palestine and Israel. And we pray for the end of any conflicts, and we pray for the end of these terrorist aggressions by Hamas-minded individuals. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. And Lord, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for those who've recently departed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belongs to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. Lord, we lift up to you the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for seeking out the prodigal you said that you would leave the 99 to reach out to those who have gone astray. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up to you the prodigal. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them while we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for our police officers and for our first responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our nurses and doctors. And Lord, we ask you to bless our members, the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. And by and be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for the prisoner. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. Lord, we pray for healing and hope for all there. Lord, you are the source of all goodness and mercy. And we ask you to pour out this your blessings upon those in the hospital. We ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment be according to your holy will. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Now remember what St. John Vianney said, when you make a good confession, you chain up the devil. One good confession is worth more than 100 exorcisms. Think of it that way. So go to confession. Receive his mercy. Listening to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Margaret Mary Alico. And we will close with this last song here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The miracle of the Rosary.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now and at the hour of our death, and thanks once again for the miracle of your rosary.
And tomorrow, our Stand in the Gap will be with Saint Ignatius of Antioch. So tune in for tomorrow. But God bless you all today. And see you tomorrow. God bless. Good day.